championship bout, according to the Pioneer Press. In one corner, Democratic farmer labor governor Mark Dayton, who vetoed the funding for the Minnesota House and Senate the next 2 years. In the other corner, representing... So that's all I got. I have one corner here. The case, known formally as the 19th Minnesota State Senate and the 19th Minnesota State House of Representatives versus Mark B. Dayton, is official in his official capacity as governor of the state of Minnesota, will feature the Minnesota Constitution, the most powerful people in Minnesota, and the most powerful court in the state. So we decided to consult the most powerful lawyer
that we know, the brilliant brain of lawyer extraordinaire Jeffrey O'Brien. Good morning, sir.
Oh, there we go. In the other corner of the Republican-led Minnesota legislature. There you go.
I only have one corner. So expectations going into the Supreme Court hearing today, Jeff?
Well, first of all, it's going to be cool. It's historic because they're going to be the first oral arguments, I believe, that are going to be streamed live or filmed. You know, there's video cameras in the courtroom. So people will be able to watch whatever the arguments are, including the legislature versus Dayton one today. So it's going to be... And anybody that wants to geek out on it should be pretty interesting to see what the justices, what questions they have of both sides, and that might give a little bit of a tell as to where they're headed with it. But my expectation is that the Supreme Court is going to affirm what Judge Guffman said in his order. I mean, I think we've talked about this before. It was a very well-reasoned, well-articulated order. I think he knew that this was the eventuality. It was going to end up in front of the Supreme Court. And I think they're going to come down, and, you know, this is all about the overlap between two constitutional provisions, line item veto and the article authorizing the legislative branch. And I think the Supreme Court's going to come down the same way that the district court judge did, which is saying, yeah, the line item veto has its limits. You can't zero out a particular branch of government.
In the story here, it says talks about how the Ramsey County District Court judge agreed with the argument the legislature made that the line item veto crossed the line into exercising the powers properly belonging to the legislature. Dayton and his attorneys say that is a misreading of the governor's action. They cite Article 4, Section 23 that reads, if a bill presented to the governor contains several items of appropriation of money, blah, 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 he may veto one or more of the items while approving the bill. Therefore, the argument goes from the governor's side that the governor had a constitutional ability to nix the $130 million worth of funding to the legislature. The governor's brief to the Supreme Court cites the veto section of the Constitution so much that it gets the passim mark. What does that mean?
The governor's lawyers keep arguing this, they keep saying, well, it's constitutionally, it has the right to do the line item veto. But, you know, as we talked before, when the governor vetoes a bill, he has to transmit it back to the legislature with a letter explaining the reasons for his veto. And that's where Governor Dayton messed up here, is he specifically said he was defunding them to call them back into a special session to rework policy provisions that he had already approved. And that's where I think that's what the district court judge's order focused on. And I think ultimately that's what the Supreme Court's going to be focused on. And like we've talked before, guys, you know, in the back of their mind that this is the other branch of government, right? And, you know, Mark Dayton is not going to be governor forever. And so you don't know who's the next governor going to be. And you don't know they're going to have a fight with the judicial branch. So in the back of their mind, I think the courts are thinking, well, what if we upset a governor? Is that governor going to, you know, line item veto our funding? So I think that's part of what's going on here, the principle of, you know, we're co-equal branches of government, and the governor's not the grand poobah that's going to just zero out funding for another branch of government because he doesn't like their actions.
I know we're going to need the oral arguments from either side. That's going to take a little bit of time. But how quickly, Jeff O'Brien, do you think this whole thing could move forward? How quickly do you think we could get a ruling?
I think a matter of weeks. I mean, certainly, I think the emergency funding was in place until October 1st. So we certainly, sometime in September here, the court's going to come out with their order. And like I said, I'm fairly confident it's going to uphold the district court and, going to be at the end of this. But, you know, in all honesty, I don't know how sincere the governor is in pushing this forward. I think he kind of has to. You guys have talked about it numerous times, that this whole veto of the legislative funding came out of the veto everything
right.
movement, you know, and he was, you know, kind of throwing a bone to his base or his party's base. So I don't know how much his heart is into it. I mean, he's taking it to the logical conclusion of the Minnesota Supreme Court, and then, of course, that's the end of it. And then he can say he did everything he could. And then I think, you know, that, so this is, I still say this is more of a political than a legal decision on his part to continue this fight.
Well, and I think, too, a part of it is the fact that he's kind of already taken the hit with the lower court ruling. So we've kind of have already got, he's already been through, the wound's already been exposed, so to speak. So to take another one here, you're not going to see, for what it's worth, the same sort of level of, see, you're wrong again, this kind of thing. Yeah. We've already been through it once.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, you know, is ultimately the authority determining, right, you know, the provisions of the Minnesota Constitution, the Minnesota Supreme Court, that is. You know, we have the appeals process in case there's some error in terms of the decision of the lower court. But in this case, you know, I've read that decision. You guys have read that decision. And I don't see a whole lot of error in the judge's reasoning in that district court order. So I don't see the Supreme Court overturning it.
Jeffrey O'Brien, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.